Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Wow, this anti-diet effort is brilliant in its strategy and execution. Too bad these dynamics are being used for an unhealthy cause. Let's move past the details and put a wide-angle lens on a dynamic that shows up huge in social media. How do we respond when someone uses distorted information and accuses us of hurting others? Well, here's what you don't do. Don't lead with facts. Emotional labeling like this eats facts for breakfast. Instead, meet emotion with what I call rational emotion. Here's my favorite 1-2 punch. First up, explain your intention. Lead with what is in your heart to do. Something like, hey, I'm not judging anyone or anything. My intention is to help folks to blah, blah, blah. You know, it's hard to argue with intention. That usually de-escalates the conversation right there. If the interaction is still heated, check out this second element. Shift the villain away from them. Don't make the commenter wrong, just misinformed. Lead with agreement. Now, using the example from the article, something like, hey, I agree with you that health isn't always a size 2. The health at every size movement is about weight bias, which, again, I agree with you is wrong. But recently, big food industries have distorted the meaning so they can sell you more junk food. They have co-opted this perspective and made it into something it really isn't. That is what I disagree with. This creates an off-ramp so folks can back down and save face. Now here's the deal. We're in an age of emotional manipulation. Fairy tales have always been used to sell, but misinformation is emotionally promoted as fact much more now. We need to bring accuracy to these conversations without starting a war of words. So how we respond to emotional pushback is an opportunity for influence. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.